Before I let you go, I'm hoping you can help introduce our next story. It's a piece you wrote in 1983 about former Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Steve Carlton. So I'm hoping you can kind of set it up.
It was the 1980 World Series between the Philadelphia Phillies and Kansas City. Steve Carlton at that time was one of the best pitchers in baseball. He'd won 4 Cy Young Awards. He won Game 2 of that World Series, I think spectacularly. And so after the game, we were in the locker room hoping to interview him. Steve Carlton was known as a guy that didn't get interviewed. He was a jerk. I'm sorry, he was a jerk. Anyway, but there were 4 of us, and Steve Carlton was in a glassed-in office not far from us, and he was just looking at us, glaring at us, and we were standing there hoping he'd come out. All of a sudden, this other guy, Dickie Knowles, he was, I don't know, not a very good pitcher, he comes out and throws a bucket of water on us. As he does this, Carlton races out of this office down the hall into a trainer's room and slams the door. So, 3 years later, Phillies came to Dodger Stadium for the first round of the playoffs, and I sharpened my pencil and wrote my revenge.
We're going to give that column a double play. That's what we call our occasional series, where we turn a newspaper column or book chapter into a radio drama.
Having recently passed a statistical benchmark, that is, having just written my 300th column, I find I am besieged by athletes begging me to interview them. I know that only 15 other sports columnists in the history of journalism have reached this plateau, but I must say this constant round of interviews does grow wearisome. Every time a new team comes to town, it's the same thing. You'd think all the athletes could just get together and agree to one mass interview. To make matters worse, I again find myself covering the playoffs. So now the requests for interviews have intensified all the more. Yesterday morning, no sooner had I reached my office when the phone rang.
Yeah?
Miss Shaw, this is Steve Carlton with the Philadelphia Phillies. I was wondering if you'd,
I haven't even had my coffee yet. Don't you guys ever sleep?
I'm sorry,
Carlton said.
It's just that I was, wondering if you would have time today to interview me.
Yeah, what team did you say you were from?
The Phillies. I'm a pitcher.
All right, I remember. Haven't I interviewed you before? When the Phillies won the 1980 World Series, or after you got your 300th win? I mean, I'm sure I did.
Actually, you didn't. I was rather hoping you would, but you always walk right past me. I've even sent you notes requesting interviews, but you never reply.
You know how many games there are in a season?
Yes. But I felt I had to give it a shot.
So, what is it you want me to interview you about?
I said, trying not to sound bored.
Well, you could ask me about my tough conditioning program. The kung fu and pushing my arm into a tub of rice, or how many more years I'm going to pitch, or what I think about the playoffs.
Same old stuff.
I said, stifling a yawn.
You'd think occasionally one of you guys would come up with something new to say.
I did lead the league in strikeouts with 275.
Are you a Cy Young candidate then?
No.
He said sadly.
That would be John Denny. He pitches Wednesday night.
Don't take this personally, but readers would probably be more interested in finding out what he has to say.
I wouldn't need much time, although I usually like as much time with the writer as possible.
Yeah, I've heard that before. You athletes think the longer the interview, the better the story. Only I'm not getting paid to shoot the breeze with you guys. I get paid to write a column. I know it's important to your line of work to get interviewed, so I try to accommodate you when I can. But it's not in my contract here at the paper to just sit around doing interviews all day.
I'll try to be as brief as possible. Perhaps we could have lunch or a cup of coffee before the game.
Absolutely not! You want me to talk to you? We'll talk at the ballpark. I hate it when athletes try to interfere with my private life.
Fine. What time should I meet you?
Well, let's see. I'll get to Dodger Stadium about 2.5 hours before the game. Then I have to go up to the press box and set up my word processing machine. This is a special time for me. I don't like to be rushed.
How about after you finish word processing practice?
No, because then I like to stroll around the batting cage chatting with my colleagues from the other papers. It's really annoying when an athlete comes over and interrupts. Some of the best jokes I hear are said at the batting cage.
After that?
No. Next, I have to stop in Tom Lasorda's office. I need to check out the food and which celebrities have come by.
Gee, this is really important to me.
Tell you what. I'll send an intermediary. I'll get Vin Scully to interview you. I'll give the tape to Steve Brenner, the Dodger publicist, and he'll screen the best answers out.
I really appreciate this.
Sure. By the way, what did you say your name was?
That's Oh No, Not Another Boring Interview with Steve Carlton by Diane K. Shaw. It was first published in the Los Angeles Herald Examiner on October 4th, 1983, and it's been reprinted many, many times since then. It appears here with permission from Hearst Communications, Inc. Big thanks to our actors, Taylor Pendleton Harris and Alex Schneps.